Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Troy Appelhans of Cattle Facts joining us. We're back with Troy in just a moment.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for the ranch, like their Red Rhino hay trailer. On their website, GoBobPipe.com, you can even design the right trailer for your operation. GoBobPipe.com or call them 1-877-851-2365.
Troy Appelhans is with the Cattle Facts organization. We caught up with him at the recent Manage for Profit seminar that was at the front end of the Beef Improvement Federation annual meeting in downtown Oklahoma City.
Troy, you indicated that we've got some obviously some big challenges right now within the business, that Mother Nature's throwing some curveballs, and there's obviously several aspects of that, but there's a lot of things that the industry's having to work itself through right now that has market implications.
Yeah, the industry, in terms of the different segments of the industry, if you will, if you divide them into the packing, feeding, stocker, cow-calf operations, they need some realignment with the available supply due to numbers being down as hard as they are. Obviously, the packing segment has responded to an overcapacity situation by the closure of some plants over the past several years, most recently the Plainview, Texas plant that Cargill had, and they've responded much more quickly. However, the feeding sector, we remain at 25-30% overcapacity situation there, which has made the margins extremely difficult for them. But at the same time, they've found ways to differentiate themselves in terms of what they feed. Sometimes some of them have gone to Holsteins, developing heifers, lighter weight cattle in order to keep occupancy rates up for longer periods of times. And those are the things that we need to see, but I fear that we still will see a lot of feed yard businesses in and of itself go out of business. The inherent value to the feeding industry is not very good right now.
When we back on up a little bit further and we talk about the cow-calf guy, you know, how do they try to make sure that they stay in that part of the sector of the cow-calf business that are profitable?
Well, particularly if they've got genetics that really perform, both of those are segments of the industry that they need to stay involved in, because they need to try to capture some of the value from either the feeding phase and or the carcass side of the equation. So many cow-calf producers, you know, sell their calves at weaning, and that's all they really care about, those cattle after they're gone. And obviously, as the industry progresses and we continue to go more towards value-based marketing, there's opportunity in there to capture some of that value as we move forward.
Shifting gears with Troy Appelhans of Cattle Facts, wanted to move on and talk a little bit about one of the big challenges for the industry that has been out there for the last couple of years, and that has to do with rebuilding the U.S. beef cow herd.
We've had some extra unexpected liquidation of our mama cow herd because of the drought. That definitely has thrown kind of a wrench into this idea that we need to expand the cow herd and get some more animals on the ground.
Well, the economic incentive has certainly been there to expand. Mother Nature hasn't let us. But the thing that we always have to take into account is that expansion is oftentimes a double-edged sword. If you expand too fast, prices go down. If you don't expand, yet you have customers for your product that you can't fulfill their orders, they go elsewhere for the product. And so expansion is always one of those things that you have to handle very tediously. And as we go forward, I think that we will have the opportunity for expansion. I think we'll have the economic incentive for it. I think the increase in exports that we've seen will allow us to do that, to where we won't hurt prices as badly as we may have in other time periods that we have expanded. And so I think, you know, going forward, it's a double-edged sword in terms of how you do it and how rapidly you do it, but the economic incentive is there, and I think that it's going to happen when Mother Nature allows.
And so, I mean, are we close to the bottom as far as the number of mama cows in this country then?
We're stabilizing the herd. You know, we've certainly seen cow slaughter year to date increase above a year ago, and obviously a year ago was big as well. But we feel like that if Mother Nature cooperates with us, we'll see a reduction year over year in terms of cow slaughter as we go through the second half. And, you know, in terms of overall heifer slaughter as a percent of steer and heifer slaughter, we're seeing that dwindle as well. A few percentage points here and there makes a big number of cattle. And right now we're starting to see where some producers are trying to keep back some heifers if they've got feed availability for them.
Troy Appelhans of the Cattle Facts Organization talking about one of those topics that comes up about every cattle meeting that we've been to over the last year or so especially, but still a big, big challenge ahead for the cattle business, the rebuilding of the U.S. beef cow herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mowing is fun with the new Hustler X1. And have you heard? Now you can buy a new Hustler X1 with no interest for 48 months. That's right, no interest for 48 months on many models. Now's the time to test drive America's number one zero-turning radius mower, Hustler, with models starting as low as $29.99. See your local Hustler dealer today. Test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport. Hustler, they're fun to run.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.